Happy King Day, Bernice King. How are you, Reverend?
I'm doing wonderful, Tom. How are you? And happy King Day to you as well.
Yeah. What you got on the agenda today?
Well, of course, we have our annual ecumenical service, commemorative service. Dr. King was a preacher and a prophet, so we have to have a time to reflect what he represented.
Mm-hmm.
And so Reverend William Barber out of North Carolina, the founder of Moral Monday, president of the North Carolina State NAACP chapter, is going to be our speaker, and the Secretary of Housing and Urban Development and the Cuban ambassador is going to be with us.
When Dr. King was alive, he was affiliated with the Republican Party, right?
Never?
I always heard that.
I know. Everybody keeps putting that out. Well, let me put it to you this way.
Okay.
Before 1960, a good percentage of probably majority of African Americans voted Republican, as you know. It really wasn't until John Kennedy was elected that changed, and partially because my father had been jailed in 1960 right here in Reidsville, Georgia. It was one of the most horrendous times of his life. He was taken in the middle of the night for violating his probation for a ticket he had gotten for not changing his license plate to Georgia.
Mm.
And so he was protesting with some of the students down here in Atlanta at Rich's department store, and they kept him in jail after they released them. And in the middle of the night, they took him to Reidsville in shackles on his hands and on his legs. And he was in solitary confinement for about 24 hours or so. And my mother was extremely worried. She didn't know where he went. He was scared because it was dark. He didn't know if he was going to his death. They had a dog in the back of the van with him. And so, long story short, some kind of way, Senator Kennedy, intervened with through his brother, Bobby. He was eventually released. My grandfather had already endorsed Eisenhower, and my grandfather yielded a lot of power at that time in the black community. And he said if he had a suitcase full of votes, he would deliver them over to Kennedy. And if you remember that election, President Kennedy won by a slight popular vote majority. And so I'm not saying my grandfather is, but it's very possible that he's credited with making that shift of many blacks from the Republican Party to the Democratic Party because of what he felt Senator Kennedy at the time had done for his son. And so that's where the change came.
Hmm. Interesting story.
Mm-hmm.
There are so many stories that we still don't know about your dad and such as that in terms of what it did in history and the change that took place as a result of that. You ever talk to your family or amongst your colleagues about doing other books about those stories?
Well, I mean, there are a lot of the movement veterans and ground crew who have started doing some stories.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's very powerful. We have to keep those stories alive. I've thought about doing it, but with regard to my mother.
Mm.
Because I think she has been the key person in terms of why we even celebrate my father as an icon. If it had not been for her persistent, determined efforts after his assassination, I don't think we would be recognizing him the way we are today. I tell people all the time, he's one of the most, and people don't realize this, he's one of the most hated men in America in 1968. And at that point, people were questioning the power and the relevance of nonviolence. And now here we have him as one of the most loved people in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really because of her tireless efforts.
That's absolutely true.
Yeah.
I do hope that you do pursue that. I think that would be wonderful. And especially, we need to know about the power of the black woman and continue that that word.
You feel me, right?
Oh, my gosh. Do I ever, Reverend?
I said a few years ago, and I'm seeing it come to pass. Mm-hmm. I said this a few years ago, speaking to a group of corporate and entrepreneur women. I said, this is the century, not the decade, not the year, but the century of the woman.
All right.
And you're doing a fine job. Thank you.
Thank you all. Appreciate you.
Bernice King, Reverend King, are you going to come back on the cruise this year?
I can't get back in that on that water. I'm still struggling with that.
We got Diana Ross and Patti LaBelle.
Hey, look, Aretha don't like flying. I don't like getting on the boat.
You did fine on the boat. You did
that
great.
Hey, look at it this way, Tom. That was the first time I ever been on a cruise, and at this point, it's probably the last time.
Don't say that. Come on, show the power of the black woman. Get back on the ship.
There you go, Sim.
Well, keep praying for me.
Always.
Show the power of the black woman.
Thank you.
You Coretta's daughter.
That's right. Come on now. Your mama would have wanted it that way.
She sure would have. We'll talk, Bernice.
All right.
Happy King Day to you, darling.
Thanks to you all.
Happy King Day.